Yorkshire, December 1889. Miss Holloway, stop slouching. Mrs. Denk's cane smacked across my back. I felt the bite of it against my skin, even through all the layers of clothing. My breath left my body and my eyes watered. I arched away from her. Young ladies do not have round shoulders. I gritted my teeth until the sting lessened. I am not a lady. Instead of straightening my back, I tipped my head forward so that the book balanced there slipped off and crashed to the floor. It landed open, bending some pages and stretching the spine. Air hissed through Mrs. Denk's nose. Whenever she became angry, her heavy breaths hissed through her nose. The headmistress and deportment teacher at the school for wayward girls seemed to become angry a lot. Mostly with me. I expected her stick to come down on my back again, but it did not. She stepped into view. The other girls in the old banqueting hall shuffled away, clearing space around us. They sensed confrontation, and if there was one thing the girls at the so-called school hated, it was confrontation, particularly with the formidable Mrs. Denk. Out of the corner of my eye, I saw the girl I shared a room with, Alice, shake her head, warning me not to cross the headmistress again. I tried to convey with a look that I would be all right, that Mrs. Denk wouldn't harm me, only attempt to frighten me with her sharp tongue and punishments, which were nothing compared to what I'd experienced in years past. I must have failed, because Alice looked worried, and she wasn't usually a worrier.